This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. Mike Tenora now here with the weather forecast. It's been a bit rainy. I'm wondering if rainfall will continue across the Midwest or not.
It certainly looks like they will, and we have pretty high confidence that we're moving into a very wet pattern. The wet pattern has actually already started. That is ongoing today in parts of Iowa and across other areas of the Western Corn Belt. That is the beginning of what looks to be an active pattern. We have a couple of things taking place. The first one being that it's very warm and hot off to the south of the Corn Belt, and it's fairly cool up to the north, pretty seasonable actually. And because of that, we have a boundary that's lining up across the Midwest. On top of that, we have a number of waves of energy that are flowing eastward along that boundary. And the first one is happening now. That's why it's raining off to the west. And there's numerous waves of energy that will flow along that boundary over the next 7 to 10 days, and possibly even longer than that. Because of that, we think there's a real high chance for above average rainfall across most, if not all, of the Corn Belt. We're talking about widespread rainfall of 1 to 3 inches across the region, with highest amounts across the northwest half of the Corn Belt. That would be to the north and west of Champaign, but we still will be looking at 1 to 3 inches in central Illinois, with the possibility for over 5 inches further to the north and west. Now, some of that rainfall has already occurred. In eastern Nebraska overnight, several reporting stations recorded over 3 inches of rain for the last 24-hour period. And we think we'll see more reports like that varying across the Corn Belt over the next 10 days. So this is a wet pattern, and how exactly that will relate to crop production is a bit of a mystery.
So if we take a look at the month of August, Mike, and we're about to wrap it up, how does it compare? I mean, we've had a lot of rainfall. What were the temperatures and rainfall like, and what might that mean for the corn crop in particular, do you think?
Well, we have high confidence that we'll end up around the 5 to 10 wettest August on record across the U.S. corn and soybean belt. So August will have been quite a bit wetter than normal. If you look at temperatures, we'll have been right around average and actually a tiny bit above average, probably around a half a degree above average. And that's primarily due to all the hot weather we had over the last 5 to 10 days across the southern third to half of the Corn Belt. That sent those temperatures for the month up quite a bit. If you look at U.S. corn yields since 1960, of the 10 highest yields we had on record, every single one of those were accompanied by a cooler than average August. So since this August is expected to be warmer than average, it makes you question if we can have one of the 10 highest yields on record. When we take a look at that, we have to detrend those yields to make sure we look at them as if they all occurred in 2014. And based on what we're seeing, the 10th highest corn yield on record would point to a yield of 168.1 bushels per acre for the central U.S. or for the U.S. as a whole. So that would kind of be the maximum that we would see historically based on what we've seen. Maybe we'll end up higher than that, but just basically a basic look at August temperatures suggests that that might be difficult.
Mike Tenora from T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Helps us to wrap it up. I'm Todd Gleason.